The second word comes from Luke chapter 23, verse 43. Jesus says to the other two who were on the cross, "I assure you today, you will be with me in paradise." Paradise refers to heaven. And what do you think of when you think of heaven? I think of bright lights, cherubim. But isn't that also kind of boring, just sitting there watching cherubim sing? I know we're praising God, but what really is heaven? Well, let's see what the Bible has to say. In 2 Corinthians 12, verse 14, Paul talks to the Corinthians, relaying a vision that he saw, saying that heaven was so astounding that it cannot be expressed in words. Things no human is allowed to tell. So heaven isn't bright lights and just cherubim, but that's the only way that us as humans know how to express something so beautiful and so magnificent. But also, in Isaiah 25, verse 8, it's written, "The sovereign Lord will wipe away the tears from all faces." In heaven, there is no pain, there is no suffering, there is no death, there is none of these things when we sit down and we ask God, "Why did you allow this to happen? Why did you allow my family member to die? Why did you allow them to get cancer? Why did you allow this accident to happen?" There's none of those sadnesses in heaven because all of those things are wiped away from God. And we think, what did God sacrifice all that for? He sacrificed it for us to happily live in heaven. There is no Satan there to tempt us. He's not allowed in the gates of heaven, for the gates of heaven are narrow. He is not allowed to be there to tempt us to sin. Last but not least, also in John 14, verse 3, it's written that it is a place prepared for you. I will come back and tell you to be with me, that you may also be where I am. He wants to be in our presence. He wants to be there with us, each and every one of us. There with us, and he loves us so very much. Also, in Matthew 22, verse 32, he says, it's written, "He is not the God of the dead, but of the living." Many times in the Bible, God refers to the water, the living water. What is that living water? We are living eternally. Life on earth is not the end for us because we have another place that is so beautiful and so precious. Thank you.